One of the most polarizing series heading into the NBA playoffs is the 6-seed Phoenix Suns against the 3-seed Minnesota Timberwolves. It has not been that great of a season for the Suns. It has been a great season for the Timberwolves. But nonetheless, this is a pretty even series as far as the odds are concerned. So let's break down everything you need to know and give you the best bet for this series. Let's get right into it. Once again, we have Pips NBA joining me for this first round series preview. The Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Phoenix Suns. For more sports betting content and NBA playoff content, make sure you subscribe to the Board YouTube channel and make sure you drop a like if you enjoy this one along the way. But for this series here, the Suns kind of lucked out here. Hasn't been a great series for them. They narrowly avoid the NBA's play-in tournament. And I think it's safe to say they get the easiest of the top three seeds when it comes to the Nuggets, the Thunder, and the Timberwolves, who are all vying for that number one position in the West. Is it safe to say that the Suns got the best out of those three teams? Or the easiest, rather?
Yeah, matchup-wise. The worst team, but matchup-wise, probably the one that suits them the most and the best. So, yeah, it will be a very interesting series from,
What do you think about the way the Phoenix Suns play is going to make it so difficult for the Timberwolves to combat for 6-7 games?
Yeah, their defense is kind of really good, bad, protecting the rim and allowing other teams to shoot contested mid-range shots. And now they are going against the best mid-range shooting team in the league. They have I think they have like 3 out of the 5 best with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. If you want to help of them, you have Grayson Allen, the best three-point shooter in the league. So, yeah, you are kind of screwed there. And also, some size, not great, like, player-wise, but they have still Nurkic who can, like, set screens. And, like, one of the things about Nurkic is he's great at setting screen and passing out of the pick and rolls. And that's also a thing when you're playing against drop coverage. They have great defensive players, but when Nurkic sets the screens, not many players can stay glued to their guy.
Typically, when it comes to the Timberwolves and their defense, they've been the best in the NBA this season. What has been good is that, you know, you're playing analytics, you're playing percentages. The mid-range shot is statistically one of the lesser shots that you can take on an NBA floor. However, there are certain individuals that are so good at mid-range that it's actually a good shot for them to take. It just so happens that two of the very best, but as you said, maybe three of the top five, all play for the Phoenix Suns in Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. And guess what? If you want to help off of those guys, and one of the players that you might help off of is Grayson Allen, who has been absolutely spectacular this season. Just got himself a very nice 4-year, I believe it's $70 million contract extension. And for good reason, he relieves so much pressure off of these other guys. He's shooting 46% on three-pointers this season, 46.1%. And I think I saw that he's taken 6 attempts per game. So that is going to be a massive factor here for the Phoenix Suns. But for the Timberwolves, look, they were very close to being the one seed in the Western Conference, and maybe they would have been if they hadn't been dealing with a Karl-Anthony Towns injury for the last little bit of the season. Regardless of, you know, thinking that this is a bad matchup, the Timberwolves in most spots are very slight underdogs for this series. What do you think the Timberwolves are going to need to do here to win this series? They do have home court advantage, and they will have really good home court advantage with a crowd getting behind this team. What are they going to have to do to come through and win this series?
Towns need to play at the level they need him to play, and that's when he was healthy, he was great this season, and they need him to step up and somehow be healthy for this series. They played three times this season, and 3 double-digit wins for the Phoenix Suns. That's ugly, and the play. Ugly, and yeah, I don't know how it's going to look. Like, they have Jaden McDaniels to throw at the Kevin Durant, but then you have still have Bradley Beal and Booker. You have throw, they can throw Nikhil Alexander Walker, who is amazing on defense, on Booker, and then you have still need to guard somehow Bradley Beal. Very, very, very difficult matchup for the Wolves. And what you do with like Gobert is deep drop cover. He's amazing. He's one of the best of like all time greats at the five defensively. But now you are going to need to step up and contest all these mid ranges. The way I see it, Wolves need to shoot more threes. They need to win the mat, and that's where the problems for Suns could arise. If they are shooting like double the amount of threes in this series, this could be a turning point for them, and that's how they can get any a favor in this series. They played last game of the season. It was an important game for them. I think they wanted to get the first seed. Edwards at least spoke about it, and they committed 24 turnovers. Suns were aggressive on defense, and it will be very interesting to see in the first series how it's going to look like.
Yeah, as you said, the Timberwolves have lost by double digits in every game to the Suns this season, but that most recent one on the 14th, final game of the season, bit of a preview for this series, they lost 125-106. I agree with you there. It's going to have to come from three-point shooting for the Timberwolves to win this series. Karl-Anthony Towns has been pretty notorious for not playing as well in the playoffs as he does in the regular season. We'll see if that changes this year, but he's going to have to up that 5.3 attempts per game number from three. We've seen in the past he's gotten almost up to 8 three-point attempts in a game for an entire season. I think for the playoffs, as hopefully minutes can ramp up for him depending how healthy he is, I think he's got to take at least 7 to 8 three-pointers a game here. He's one of their efficient three-point shooters. But in general, getting shots up is going to be necessary for this team. But I see this, yes, as a very even matchup. I probably agree. Yeah, I have to agree with Market and say I slightly favor the Suns here, but can absolutely see the Timberwolves coming out on top as well. That being said, any betting insight, any bets that you are looking for in this series that people can tell?
Yeah, going to the game seven. I think this series will be decided in game seven. And I think the market offers a great price for that to happen. And I think we are going to take value spot. And that's plus 240 for this series to go to the game seven.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at plus 240 for this series to go over 6.5 games. The best that we could find on that is available at BetMGM. Again, for plus 240. What's weird, I'm pulling up BetMGM right now. What's weird about BetMGM is that if you play the exact amount of games in this series, you can get it for plus 225. But if you bet the over 6.5, which is the exact same thing, you can get plus 240. So make sure you're looking for the over on the series at plus 240, as you see here, over 6.5, rather than the exact, which is 7 games. Doesn't make sense, but that's the way it is listed over there. So 7 games of the series. I honestly, when we looked at this price initially, I was a little bit shocked, to be honest, to see it this high. It definitely feels like an even series. I guess when you're talking about, you know, the Suns being favored, they're the lower seed. Therefore, their home game is game six. So if the Suns are favored, then you would maybe expect them to wrap it up in six games and win that one at home. But I think this is a lot more likely than the plus 240 is suggesting to get to all the way to that game seven. That's implying a probability of 29.41%. I think there's a higher probability than 29.41, higher probability than 30%. This one goes to 7.
Yeah, that's only like we are betting the numbers. I think it's like at bottom, probably 1 out of the 33, so 33.3%. I would say like 35 makes sense for me, or at least 35%. So I'll probably price it at like plus 180, plus 190, so I think we have like 5% edge there.
Yeah, I agree. At least a third of these series would go to 7 games. So I like what we have for that spot. So that will do it for this playoff preview right here on the Board YouTube channel. If you want more playoff previews and more playoff content, make sure you're subscribed. We'll also have our daily pick shows coming at you weekday mornings throughout the first and second round of the playoffs. But keep it locked for all NBA content. We're powered by the Hammer Betting Network. Drop a like before you go, and we very much hope to see you again next time.